Good morning, world. With news and commentary for the 21st of June 2005, I'm King David McKenzie. As of 11:45 UTC, here is how the world's treating itself. And today is the summer solstice, a happy one to those of you who are celebrating it. Interesting to note that the Downing Street memos have made their way into the military newspaper, The Stars and Stripes. Over the weekend, an article about the memos made it into the Pacific and European editions as a result of the Conyers hearing on Thursday. A recent USA Today CNN Gallup poll shows some interesting things. Only 35% of statesiders believe that there is going to be another terrorist attack on us in the next few months. That's the lowest such level since 9/11 and way, way down from the 85% registered in October of 2001. Only 39%, mainly Republicans, backed the war against Iraq, and DWB's job approval rating is at 47%, the third consecutive month it's been below 50%, I should say. A little unfinished business about yesterday's report on that Romanian Orthodox nun who was crucified and died on that cross last week as part of an exorcism ritual. The priest charged in her death was allowed to conduct her funeral. It was an open casket, and Romanian news reporters present noted clear strangle marks on the deceased nun's neck. Apparently, the nun and the priest had an argument during last Sunday's Mass. A brief breather here to remind you that this newscast originates from three different places on the World Wide Web. WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast station airing this newscast, whatever possible support you can, okay? Would appreciate it. St. Ralph Nader is tarnishing what's left of his halo pretty damned quick. He spoke last week to a fundraiser in Washington to take care of his debt from running for president last year. A D.C. blogger reported that he complained about Democratic Party efforts to keep him off the ballot in several southern states. So far, he sounds reasonable. But then he said, "I felt like a Negro." Except he didn't use the word Negro. He used a racial epithet starting with N. I think you know what I'm talking about there. Reverend Al Sharpton says that if Ed Koch had said what Ralph Nader had said, we'd be marching. Well, this is a man who has made bad judgments before. Repeatedly in the 90s, Ralph Nader dismissed gay rights as being gonad politics. At least one of those times to a Los Angeles Times reporter who printed the comment. And before that, he was a regular guest of fascist militia-boosting hate talk host Chuck Harder, who interrupted one of Ralph's appearances to offer a listener tips on how to use the legal system to harass the organizers at Camp Sister Spirit. That broadcast I heard myself since I was the board operator of Harder's Oshkosh, Wisconsin affiliate that very day. When The Nation did a story on Harder and asked Nader to explain his association with Chuck, Ralph refused to comment. And then the Oklahoma City bombing took place a few weeks after that, and it turned out that Harder had inspired Terry Nichols on his way to domestic terrorism. Nader confirms that he made the utterance last week, but dismisses it as being in the same manner that Malcolm X and the founding Black Panthers used the word. Sharpton reminds Ralph that he looks nothing like Malcolm X or the Black Panthers. Let me try to illustrate this a little further. In the 20s, there was a singer named Emmett Miller, who was extremely influential in the development of both jazz and country and western music, and both Merle Haggard and Leon Redbone have recorded tribute albums to him in the last few decades. But that Emmett Miller was also a star in minstrel shows, one of the last major blackface stars in that deservedly dying racist entertainment form. There is also today a morning news anchor for KTLA, Channel 5 in Los Angeles, who is also named Emmett Miller. The modern-day Emmett Miller has made reference on the air to being a big music buff on his off hours. And today's Emmett Miller is also an African-American. I would never dream of sending the modern-day Emmett Miller a copy of the Pastime Emmett Miller CD that Columbia Records has had on the market for the last 9 years or so. The reason is very simple. Personal respect. It's the kind of personal respect that this incident makes me wonder if Ralph Nader is deficient in. You can email me, and after that one, I would imagine that there is going to be a lot of email at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. Once again, thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. And I'll be seeing you here again tomorrow. I'm King David McKenzie. Remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space.